The boat I was poling was leaking and sinking. The water was up to my knees, and then the boat was on the bottom. I stood up and stepped out. The water wasn't deep. I stepped onto a street. The buildings were walls. I couldn't see any windows. The streets were so narrow, I could reach out and touch both sides. And as I walked on, it felt like the streets were opening up. It was a strange world down here, one that seemed suspended. It felt like the city was resting.
Here he comes, the one, the big woolly one, Big Charlie. Step aside, please, step aside, or you may be squashed upon. And now, Big Charlie will attempt to tiptoe clear across this perilous, this death-defying, this barely off the ground, tight, tight, tightrope. Quiet, quiet, please. Big Charlie has never tiptoed in his entire animaloid life, let alone in a tightrope. Now, he is stepping on. 1 foot. 2 foot. 3 foot. And all 4 feet. Balancing on a tightrope. Charlie is wobbling. He's swaying. Steady, steady, Mr. Charlie. Now, come to me. Tippy, tippy, toy. That's it. That's it. Whoa, stop. Now, stand on 2 feet. Just two. Up, Charlie, up. Now on 1 foot. Look at that, he is standing on 1 foot. And now, Mr. Charlie, stand on no feet. I'm kidding, just kidding. Okay, Charlie, hop down. Good. Good.
Did he squash anyone?